Are you ready for an extra long weekend of celebrations? Well, whether you're planning for a large or a small gathering, a cozy tea party or a lively street one, you definitely can't go wrong with a delicious recipe that can be prepared ahead of time and shared with everyone. Well, today, sharing their perfect coronation weekend recipe is Kim.
Hi, my name's Kim J and I'm a sight impaired chef. I absolutely love cooking, and sort of one of my favourite recipes, which I did for the Jubilee, is lamb kebabs. Now, they are amazingly easy to make. You can make them up in advance, and if you love your spices, it is well worth doing. When I did this for the Jubilee, there was lots of dishes which all the neighbours did. I made several myself, but it was the lamb kebabs that went within literally the first 10 minutes. With the coronation coming up, we're having another street party, and I've already had requests for the lamb kebabs. So I'm going to share this recipe with you. Now, the ingredients that you're going to need for this lamb kebab recipe is 450 grams of lean lamb mince. You can substitute it for pork, beef, or even if you're vegetarian and vegan, soya mince. One small onion, which you peel and chop very finely. 3 cloves of garlic, which you peel and again chop really finely. 3 small green chilies, again chopped very finely. If you don't like your spices, don't use the green chilies. If you love your spices, you can always add a little bit more. And into that, you also put a handful of fresh coriander, finely chopped. You're going to need 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. Again, you can increase that if you want or decrease it. 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1/2 teaspoon of garam masala powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin seeds, and about 5 to 7 slices of white or brown bread, which you blitz or chop very finely. Now, you get all these ingredients and you stick them into a mixing bowl. What you do is you mix it all together. And once it's all mixed together, get a handful of this mince mixture, put it in your hands and squeeze it. Now, if the mixture stays in like sort of a hard ball, you'll have little bits that sort of come loose. You've got enough bread in there, but if it's loose, add a little bit more bread until when you squeeze that mixture, it holds together. Now, once you've done that, you get a handful of the mixture and you shape them into kebabs, which are like sausage shapes, approximately about 2 to 3 inches in length and about sort of 3/4 of an inch in diameter. Shape it into kebabs and you keep doing that until you've used all your lamb mince. Now, you then put it into the fridge for at least 1/2 hour. Now, this will allow the bread to kind of soak in the fat of the mince, and it will also kind of stiffen the mixture. Once you've done that, you can put the kebabs into the oven on about 200 degrees for about 30 minutes. Pull it out and it is perfectly done. And it is amazing. The aroma of these lamb kebabs cooking, just, it literally fills the house. And if you're not hungry, you are hungry by the end of it. Now, you can serve these in pita breads or wraps, and I always make a mint chutney to go with it. Very, very easy. You get some Greek yogurt, a small jar of mint jelly, put the whole jar of mint jelly into the Greek yogurt, a little bit of salt, a little bit of black pepper, a bit of coriander, mix it all together, and you get a very easy, fast mint sauce. And it goes really well with these lamb kebabs. Now, you can make the lamb kebabs up in advance. You can make them up a couple of days beforehand, put it into the fridge until it's ready to use. Or you could do what I do. I make a massive batch, always have it in the freezer. And whenever I need it, I pull it out, cook it from frozen, give it another extra 5 minutes in the oven, 5-10 minutes, and it is amazing. Well worth trying and great for a celebration, especially for the coronation.
If you would like to follow along with this recipe for your coronation weekend celebrations, it is up on our podcast. Just search for RNIB Connect on your favorite podcast platform. And whilst you're there, why not check out some of our other coronation content? We take a look at some talking books with a royal flair, learn about the crown jewels collection, share the history of coronations, chat all things tea, and much more. So once again, you can find it on RNIB Connect on podcast.